The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and this afternoon we're turning our eyes to the sun. Carefully, though, talking about the growth of solar power in Illinois. We welcome to the show Jared McKenzie, founder and CEO of Headline Solar here in Chicago, the website headlinesolar.com. Jared, welcome to the program. So for people who are unfamiliar with Headline Solar, just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. So what we do, we are a 100% residential solar company. We were originally founded in California, but then we moved our headquarters to Chicago, because Illinois became the number one state in America for solar incentives. So we help homeowners. We basically sell the solar systems, and then we partner with some of the best install companies in Chicago land area to install the panels, and we help them even save money because the benefits are absolutely phenomenal here.
Now, tell us about the benefits here in Chicagoland, because I think a lot of people assume solar is, you know, something they do in Southern California or in Arizona or something like that. But a lot of people might not think that it could actually work or be beneficial here in Chicago, because we get a lot more clouds than those places do.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's the South Basin group here has less sunlight than a North Basin in California, which is pretty crazy. But fortunately, because there's the state incentives here in Illinois, sometimes it makes up for 25 to 30% of the entire cost of the solar system. And then when you add that onto the 30% federal tax credit, you're getting on average, 55 to 60% of the entire system's cost back, which makes it very, very, affordable. And pretty much anybody can go solar. If you're a homeowner, it will probably work for you.
But Jared, are you seeing many people switch to solar in Illinois, or is this a real big sell for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people switching there. There's estimated to be 1,700% growth over the next 5 years in Illinois for solar. So it's really the solar boom out here. A lot of homeowners don't really know much about it, which is our main job is to educate them and help them to understand the benefits. And, most of the time it does make sense.
Is there a boon to a homeowner to install these this time of year?
Yeah, so, for the people that have electric heaters, and the people that have really high summer bills, for the rest of the year. Electric heaters is a huge thing, especially in the winter here. Everybody knows we have harsh winters. But also to prepare for next summer, because, the overproduction that they will produce in summer, they'll be able to store it, and then they'll be able to use that during the winter when they don't produce enough because it's, snowing and more cloudy and not as much sun.
Tell us a bit about where the panels are made.
Yeah, so we use panels made in the USA and then also made in Germany that are high efficiency. There's lots of different brands of panels, but we use some that are, we only use high efficiency, high quality panels that have, fantastic warranties where the manufacturer stands behind them every day.
So Germany, many people would think China, but no, you say Germany and where, Atlanta, is that where it is?
Yeah, it's in Georgia. One of the manufacturers actually builds them in Georgia. So there are a lot of Chinese panels, but, tariffs are a part of it. But also, why go from China if you can go from Germany or, USA? USA is the best, definitely, adding jobs to Illinois, but also adding jobs by buying at USA panels.
Now you touched on this. So what happens if someone gets these panels and they're producing more at a particular time than they're using? What is that? Does that even happen? And if so, what happens to that electricity?
Yeah, absolutely. So it happens a lot, especially during the summer because there's a lot more sun. So what happens to the electricity is that it's stored back under your account number for your utility company and their infrastructure. So ComEd, for example, the overproduction will be stored back. And so you're allowed to put a solar system on your house that will generate up to 110% of your energy usage. And so once a year, for all that excess usage that you have, ComEd will actually buy back from you at retail price. But then if you use it, if your energy usage increases by 10%, you're entirely protected. If you want to add a hot tub or a TV or whatever it is.
Jared McKenzie, really very interesting stuff. Kind of seems like we're just on the cusp of this really taking off in Chicagoland. Jared McKenzie, founder and CEO of Headline Solar, the website headlinesolar.com. He's our entrepreneur this Friday.